Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages. It's the daily podcast where we read a page from Patrick Rothfuss's The Narrow Road Between Desires, and then we talk about it with our fresh insights and opinions and feelings. This is page 172. The boy drew a deep breath, steeling himself before he nodded, a determined look on his face. Okay, I can do that. Right then, Bast said. First, say your father's name. Jessam Williams, Reich said, looking like he'd rather spit. Bast nodded. Sit down here. Prick your finger. The two of them sat opposite each other, both cross-legged on the graystone. Bast put his handkerchief down and Reich lay the dark river stone on it before taking the needle and jabbing his finger. Picking up the stone again, Reich watched intently as a bead of blood welled and then fell onto the surface of the smooth, dark stone. Three drops, Bast said, matter-of-factly. The boy let two more fall, then rubbed it in. In the fading light, the stone's dark color didn't change at all. Bast picked up the handkerchief, but when he looked back up to hand it to the boy, he froze at what he saw. Standing stark against the vibrant twilight sky, just over the boy's shoulder, stood the black-tipped finger of the lightning tree, rising just above Reich's head, the crescent moon. It hung there like a sickle blade. A bowl. That's the end of the page. I'm John from Vintus.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Joy.
Woo! Ominous omens are ominous!
Oh, it's so hard not to keep reading!
A sickle blade and a bowl. Looking like both of those things at the same time.
Yeah. Do we have embrils that look like sickle blades and bowls? Like, I know we have a moon embril, right?
That's a great question.
Yeah, we do.
So we have a moon embril at the beginning of this chapter.
Okay. That's a good catch.
And it sort of does look like a sickle blade and a bowl.
Totally. And actually, above that in the image, we have a way that you could look up the hill to the lightning tree with the crescent moon behind
it. Yes.
Interesting.
Okay.
Does this lend any credence to the notion that maybe this isn't just a do-nothing fake charm?
So it's kind of like, it's definitely like, deepening the ambiguity of it, right? Because, like, we've all been brain poisoned by Patrick Not Rothfuss to think that nothing is happening here, and that Pat's giving me a deeply disappointed glare right now.
I mean, I've still been holding out to think that even if Bass thinks that the charm isn't doing anything, that doesn't mean that it's doing nothing. Just because I like the idea that there's magic, and this certainly leans in that direction.
Yeah, like, Pat is actually noting in the chat the thing that I was just about to say is that, like, Bast is surprised by this, like, that there may be more magic going on here than he even realizes, which is really fascinating.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because, like, it has to be three drops, you know, like, as we're reading the page, I'm like, oh, okay, you know, this is just more like, you know, let's make it a little bit more portentous, like, not just one, three, you know, but then, you know, like, he's shocked at seeing, you know, this other thing that's going on, so I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I was gonna say he froze at what he saw. It's yeah. not just that he noticed that this was a thing. It actually shocked him enough to pause.
I think it struck me in that moment with the three drops of blood, because in my head I heard Fella being like, you need to mix it with something because, you know, it's not going to mix with the wax in the same like kind of like campfire scene when they're anyway. I was thinking like, well, maybe it's not going to like go on the stone because whatever. But then they basically say like, it doesn't change color in the light. Patrick is holding up the scene with the hand on the lightning tree. And in that picture, there's definitely this moon that also looks like a bowl in one of the triptych.
When they are in that scene, does it talk about the nature of the moon and that Bast like cuts himself on that moon?
On page 99.
Let's see.
So long ago, on yester page.
Pages
of yore.
Before Podfather ever joined us.
I'm running out of chances to use my silly puns, so.
So yeah, he's slicing his palm on this. You know, it's not Reich's hand getting cut, but we do have blood flowing.
Yeah, and it actually happens on page 102, that Bast reached up and gently ran his palm along the sharp white knife edge of the moon.
Okay.
So it doesn't say a sickle and it doesn't say a bowl. It's a knife edge, but okay.
What is a sickle if not a gigantic knife?
Yeah, that's knife edge and a sickle are similar enough.
I mean, it's an edged implement, but all kinds of things, you know, basically you're saying a knife is the same as a razor, is the same as one blade of a scissor, is the same as a sword, is the same as a spear.
A Pop-Tart is a sandwich.
The chaotic evil sandwich alignment,
A Pop-Tart is a pie.
A Pop-Tart is more a pie than a sandwich, for sure.
Okay,
is a pie a sandwich, Bill?
A pie certainly could be a sandwich.
Yeah.
All right.
Nah.
I think you could make a more compelling argument that it is a sandwich than it is not a sandwich.
So they both sit cross-legged on the gravestone.
Okay.
Which is where they end up at the end of the previous ritual.
True. Yes. They end up on the gravestone. Like after Reich experiences the weird like shift that he can't explain or like verbalize what it is. It's like, oh, he didn't fall and he didn't move. And he was sitting on the gravestone after having been standing next to the lightning tree. And like he didn't remember any of the other stuff, so yeah,
right.
That's a good bit of synchronicity and like bringing it around. Yeah, I like that.
I honestly didn't remember that from 70 days ago. Genuinely, I hardly remembered that yesterday. So at the top of this page, Reich agrees to something. He says, "Okay, I can do that." And I had to go back and look. He's agreeing to tell his mother he loves her twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening, to make this charm work.
Yeah.
So he's saying, okay, yeah, I can do that. And then the next thing he has to do is something he really doesn't want to do, which is to say his father's name out loud.
Ugh. I wanted to bring this up because like I can very much think of names that like make me want to spit after I say them. Yeah.
Like RJ?
No, like Paula White.
I wasn't actually. Oh. You don't have to pull that particular curtain back if you don't want to.
I don't mind. I very much prefer people to know that I despise everything about that person.
I just think this is so sweet that he makes him agree to that little caveat to make the charm work. That's all. I always like that part of the story.
I'm with you. Well,
Vin thinks that a pie is a sandwich.
Thank you, Vin.
Thank you for your opinion. And you listeners can send us your opinion about a pie and a sandwich.
Wait, and... no, we don't care about that. We want to know if they think a sickle blade is a knife.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Is a sickle a knife?
Are scissors not conjoined knives?
A blade, like, no, they're conjoined blades. Okay. Every knife is not a blade.
Your fancy knife words here.
Abercrombie, give us a definition of the blade itself.
I've already posited that they're all knives, just in different forms. That is,
scissors are a conjoined scissor. Okay, RJ. Please write us your scissor opinions and pie opinions. On the
tomorrow's
Discord and what? Or at,
oh sorry,
correct, she's doing email. Housekeeping, Bill.
I'm trying to give you the correct email at narrowpodbetweenpages@gmail.com. If you want to support the podcast, please subscribe at patreon.com/pageofthewin. If you want to send us a one-time gift, please send a few dollars to the ko-fi/pageofthewind. And please review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. This helps more people find the podcast. Okay, yay. Now let's say your opinion, Bill.
Wait a second. There's one more piece of housekeeping before Bill can say his last thing. And that is that we are nearly out of time to receive your letters. So if you want us to talk about your letter, you need to send us a letter. Otherwise, it will be too late.
Yeah.
And it will be forever consigned to digital oblivion or just being read by the hosts of the actual show.
Mailbag.
Yes, please don't deprive Joy of the joy of saying mailbag for us. Think of the joy. All right, go ahead, Bill.
No, I was just going to close. I was going to say, we will conjoin your scissors on tomorrow's narrow blade.
Blade?